Nebraska Farm Bureau hosted a producer roundtable during Husker Harvest Days. Farm Bureau's economist, Abigail Streff, underscored concerns about hard numbers.
I mean, we have seen a huge increase in input costs. That's fertilizer, farm equipment parts. Farm equipment parts since 2020 have increased 79%. That's a 79% increase in 5 years. I mean, that's huge. We've not seen that before. Another thing is fertilizer. Soybeans since 2020 have increased 61% per acre for cost. Corn has increased 41%. That's a huge cost to producers, and that's something that we're feeling, and the farm economy is definitely reflecting that to us.
And Mark McCarrick, who's president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau, reiterated what was talked about from producers when it came to those input costs.
We all have different operations, and certainly we have different variables, but I think the fact that inputs are higher is a significant issue that we're all dealing with. And even in the cattle sector is doing really well. But I've talked to a few from the cattle sector that said, you know, you start looking at a baler or a swather, and it'll just about make you fall over when you start pricing that equipment that the cattle industry is a part of. So I think identifying the problems is always part of the conversation. One of the things that we key on at Nebraska Farm Bureau and the Farm Bureau as a whole is to grow markets for Nebraska agricultural commodities. And it doesn't matter whether we use things domestically or internationally. We have to have a market for the products that we grow. One of the things that I think it would be a win-win is if we can get E15 actually across the finish line, make that year round. And when I think of what a lot of people don't understand, we are doing these temporary extensions. I talked to Administrator Lee Zeldin of the EPA, and he talked to me about the fact that, yes, they are doing these temporary extensions, but what happens that people don't quite understand is that the retailers that are actually pumping this fuel, if it's not permanent, they're not going to make the investment to get their tank switched to E15 and all that's necessary. That if we make it permanent, they'll go ahead and make those investments, and then we can really get that moving. You know, the other thing that we can do to improve our products and commodities, we're in a big livestock state here in Nebraska. We've talked a little bit about the cattle industry, but we have a poultry industry that's really booming as well. If we can develop our livestock industry, that would be a big boom for Nebraska. There's plenty of room for that.
Bruce Williams, who's from northern Saunders County, raises corn, soybeans, and poultry.
It's great for the state because it's another market for our commodities, for our corn, soybeans, other commodities. It's great for us as individual producers because livestock operations go really well with row crop operations. It creates a market for our products, but also brings fertilizer back to the farm acres. And it's also a great way to bring the next generation back, and it gives them a way to grow without. There is capital input, but not as much as buying additional land or renting additional land. So it's a way to grow in-house and control that growth.
And if one message remains strong from that roundtable with those producers, is that Nebraska agriculture does remain strong, but the future depends on policies that protect farm operations and opening doors to new growth. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.